The Syrian army is determined to eliminate the presence of militants in and around the city of Aleppo. Just hours after cutting all supply lines that connect militant-held areas in eastern Aleppo with its countryside, the Syrian army stormed into Beni Zayd quarter and took full control of it in a short period of time. The quarter has been a stronghold for terrorists for many years and was used to attack Aleppo with rockets and gas cylinders.
This swift military operation of securing Beni Zayd proved the Syrian army will be advancing rapidly in Aleppo. The terrorists are isolated and cannot compensate their losses by getting reinforcements or weapons. I believe some Takfiri militants will fight till the end, while others will surrender. In the end, the Syrian army will win.
President Bashar al-Assad granted amnesty to armed men who surrender themselves and their weapons within 3 months and called on all Syrians to stand united with the Syrian army to eradicate terrorism.
I believe this amnesty proves that the Syrian army believes that the final solution for the crisis is a political one. By providing amnesty, it is seeking a non-violent solution, giving those Syrian armed a chance to live a normal life and even engage in political life.
The Syrian army informed civilians in eastern Aleppo that it has set 3 corridors for their evacuation from the militant-occupied neighborhoods. The government will be distributing aid among them and provide them with shelter. But reports coming out suggest terrorists are preventing the civilians' exit to use them as human shields. The Syrian army seems to be rapidly gaining the upper hand in Aleppo after surrounding the entire militant-held areas in the eastern parts of the city. Experts suggest there will be unprecedented advances very soon for the Syrian army in Aleppo amid an ongoing collapse in the ranks of armed groups there. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.